Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Samach Aleph, Bechoros 61, and today's Daf Yomi brings us to the end, not only of the ninth chapter of Bechoros, which is called Maaser Behema, but also to the end of the conclusion of Meseches Bechoros. And we thank Hashem Yisbarach for giving us the strength to be able to complete the 5-minute Daf for this tractate. So the Gemara ends on the bottom of 61a. The Gemara ends with the following teaching. Omer l'shlucho, let's say somebody says to his agent, Seva Asera, why go and take the Maaser Behema from me, go and designate the 10th animal, and the agent makes a mistake, and he messes up. So what happens? Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar Karala Chi Asiri. Let's say he called the 9th one, mistakenly the 10th one, and we learned that under those circumstances that he's required to let the animal graze until it gets a blemish, so, and then redeem it, that therefore he says it is Kadosh, that the 10th one is going to be sanctified, because he could just wait for it to get a blemish and then he could eat the entire thing. But let's say l'achadasar asiri, let's say he calls the 11th one the 10th one, then we say under those circumstances eino kadosh, and then under those circumstances it's not going to be sanctified. And the reason is, since the 11th animal is going to be considered like a shlamim, and so therefore he's making a big loss to the owner, because unlike if he calls the 9th one the 10th one, where the owner can eat it once it gets a blemish, here we're saying that under these circumstances, if he calls the 11th one the 10th one, he has to give it to the kohen, and he has to give the breast and the thigh to the kohen, and so therefore it's causing him to lose money, and so therefore, since it's causing him to lose money, it's not going to be sanctified. Rav Papa says afilu karala chi asiri, but Rav Papa says even if he calls the 9th one and 10th one, ainul kadosh, it's not sanctified. And the reason is the amar way, because the owner could say to the agent, "Letikune shedartich, I sent you to do something good for me, to help me out, v'lo la'avute, but not to mess me up. And so therefore, since I sent you to help me up and not to mess me up, when you go and you, even though you called the 10th one, the 9th one, the 10th one, you made a mistake here, and so therefore he can't eat it until it gets a blemish on it, and also I'm not going to be able to shear it or to work it, and so therefore this is not something I wanted, and so therefore it's going to be considered nullified, and so it's not sanctified at all. So the Gemara says, well, why under these circumstances do we say if he messes up, it's not sanctified? Why is this different from a Mishnah, which we learned in Meseches Trumos, chapter 4, Mishnah 4? Mishnah Mehadatan. Let's say somebody says to his agent, Ta'omer l'shlucho tseu trom, go and make a tithe for me. And we know that a tithe, generally speaking, is going to be either one, you have the option. You could do 1/40th if you're generous, 1/50th if you're average, or 1/60th of the produce if you're miserly. So let's say he says to his agent, go and separate a tithe for me. If the agent doesn't know how much to separate, let's say he doesn't know what the owner wants, he does the average one, 1/50th. But let's say piches asara o hosif asara, let's say he doesn't know and he either adds 10% or lowers it, either does 1/40th or 1/60th, because he's not sure how much to do. So under those circumstances, we say truma, so truma. There, even if he messed up, we say it's a valid truma. Unlike here, where you could say if you messed up, you say letikuni shedartich v'lo lavuse. By truma, we say if he messed up, it's still a valid truma. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, well, there's a fundamental difference between the cases. What's the fundamental difference? Hasim over there, kibin de'iko de'tarim ba'ayin yafa. Since over there are some people who do give a tithe with a good eye, and they do give 1/40. So therefore, he can say, look, there were some people who did it that way. And there are some people who do 1/60th. He could say, he says, for this reason, I thought it that way. I didn't make a mistake in counting. I just fundamentally misunderstood what kind of person you were. I followed either the people who do 1/40th or the people who do 1/60th. But over here, here it's a fundamental mistake. He says, you don't know how to count. I sent you to count the 10th animal, and you didn't count the 10th animal. You counted the 9th animal. You fundamentally messed up. Ta'usahi. And so therefore, for these reasoning, he says, Loi bayo lacho omite. I didn't want you to make a mistake. You should have done my agency and you should have called it the 10th one. And so therefore, since it wasn't a mistake of analysis, it was just a mistake of counting, here we say it's completely messed up. Unlike in the other case where he says, where it was a mistake of actual counting. So that's the fundamental difference between the case of the person who went and messed up the counting of the animals and the person who messed up the tithing. And so this is brings us to the end of the conclusion of Maseches Bechoros. There's a fundamental teaching here. First of all, we say that the Tipuchei Chaim points out, what's the reasoning why we say that when it comes to this amount, and let's say the person says, look, I would have going to give 1/60th, and then he gets it to him as 1/40th, he's costing him money. So why do we say that it still counts? So the Tipuchei Chaim points out that because we have a principle in throughout Shas that a person really deep down wants to do the good thing. Like, for example, when a person comes to if he's not giving the get when he's supposed to, the Rambam says, Kofino soach, we strike him until he says he wants to do it. And this is the fundamental idea that we know that deep down a person wants to sanctify it and wants to do the right thing. And indeed, the Gemara in Yevamos, Ayantesim Amad Al, says that there are three simanim for the Jewish people. The Jewish people are rachmanim, by shan, and gomri chasadim. The Jew is known by kindness. And so therefore, a person we know fundamentally is going to want to do the right thing. So even though you're costing him money because he says, oh, I only would have given 1/60th, but we know that even though that's what you're saying, you really wanted to give more. And so if the guy gave 1/40th to him, he really wasn't doing the wrong thing. He was going into the depths of his heart, and the depths of his heart was that he wanted to give more charity, or more of a mitzvah, more of a tithe. And that's the reason, that's another additional reason that Tipuchei Chaim gives for why he can't say,